Thank you, Mr. Chair. I figured it out eventually. Canada believes that weapon systems with autonomous functions should operate within a responsible chain of human command and control, and that humans maintain ultimate accountability for the use of force involving these types of weapon systems. We have heard a great deal of convergence this week over the idea that human involvement or meaningful human control needs to be exercised over autonomous weapon systems. But we think it is important to consider what this looks like in practice. If we are to move beyond common understandings and examine what might be required to regulate autonomous weapon systems that can be used in compliance with IHL, then we need to consider what it means to have a human demonstrate command and control over an autonomous weapon system. There are a number of points of convergence within the proposals that contain ideas on how this can be done. You elaborated on some of them, as did my colleague from Switzerland. For instance, the Russian Federation's proposal and the working paper submitted by France, Germany, and other European colleagues emphasize the need to ensure adequate training for humans operating such systems and to understand the capabilities and limitations of such systems in the anticipated situation of their use. We see convergence around the idea that a system must be able to be interrupted or suspended by humans at any time. This is emphasized in the proposals put forward by Pakistan, China, Austria, the working paper by France, Germany, and other European colleagues, and the roadmap proposal by the Philippines and others, as well as the Russian Federation. And the need for humans to set limits and parameters of the system, including relation to and approval by humans to change any of these. This is referenced in many of the proposals I have just mentioned. In the proposal that Canada has put forward with Australia, Japan, the Republic of Korea, the United Kingdom, and the United States, we mention these elements of human control as well and elaborate in more detail what it means to have humans operate autonomous weapon systems. In addition, Canada would offer a few points as to what could be considered when developing potential weapon systems with autonomous functions, formulating policies, doctrine, and other guidance regarding weapon systems with autonomous functions, or authorizing the use of weapon systems with autonomous functions. First, the education and training of the human operators and relevant decision makers, as well as their understanding of and experience with the weapon system in question. Second, the nature of the human-machine interface and the importance of not over-trusting or under-trusting systems. Third, the predicted performance and whether the level of trust placed in the system is appropriate in light of, among other things, past performance, testing results, and the operational environment. Fourth, possible emergent effects resulting from the unexpected interaction of multiple systems with autonomous functions. Five, the ability to trace and explain machine behavior after the fact. And six, ways to mitigate risk or respond to contingencies. This would include the ability to bound an operation in time and space, improve safety, reliability, and predictability of the system and cybersecurity, and intervene in the operation of the system, and to be able to ensure fail-safe mechanisms. These considerations are not necessarily exhaustive, nor are they a checklist. Rather, they are a guide to the type of issues human decision makers must sufficiently consider if they are to demonstrate appropriate human involvement in the use of weapon systems with autonomous functions. Thank you.